Welcome to New Every Day. We are continuing our seven-part series on the roles of the Holy Spirit. And today we're looking at the Holy Spirit and His role as our guide.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
So glad to have you here. I'm Jeff Weston.
I'm Lauren Lawrence.
Whoa, hey. Oh,
sorry. Sorry.
And I'm Lawrence Cruz.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, man,
you're making it easy for me. That's great. Thank you.
All right. You know, it'd really help if I had something to guide me through that. I should have some show notes
oh my goodness. You wouldn't guess, Jeff. Today, we're talking about the Holy Spirit as our guide.
Wow.
Hey, segue. Don't know how to spell that, but that was a good one.
That's right. No, we are covering the seven roles of the Holy Spirit through J. Lee Grady, a devotional you can get through the YouVersion Bible app. It is week three now.
Yes.
We've covered two before this, and we've got three more to go. Four more to go. Sorry, I could do some math fly on the spot there. So we are in episode number three as far as this series goes, and as the Holy Spirit is our guide. When I think about being a guide, I picture like a trail guide. You know,
right.
You're going to some national forest or something, and you have no clue where you're going, and you know maybe you're climbing Mount Everest. One of my wife's friends just climbed Mount Everest
Wow.
a couple of months ago. And, you know, they hire the Sherpas to carry all their stuff and the various base camps, and they know how to get there and how long to wait and acclimatize to the weather and stuff like that. If you're just like Joe Nobody and decide
right.
to go do that, you're in trouble.
Well, yeah, respect, eh?
Absolutely.
To get up that, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, there was a day where I thought, I'm healthy, good shape, and I was healthy,
mm-hmm.
and I was in good shape. But it's not just like you can climb this mountain
right.
without the expertise of, dare I say it, a guide.
That's right.
Someone who can help us navigate, right?
Mm-hmm. Somebody who knows the way inside and out. And that is exactly what the Holy Spirit is.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you've, having talked about some of the other roles we've got, you know, being the empowerer and whatnot, like the Holy Spirit has a diverse profile.
Yeah.
And so he's kind of got to be a master of everything.
Yeah. Well, he is. I mean, he's God. Just that simple.
Exactly.
And, you know, like I say, I've been in the church since I was 10 years old. So hearing about the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, just like second nature to me. But someone who perhaps is introduced to a conversation about the Holy Ghost or something. Wow. Like, again, we were mentioning this in the weeks past. Like, that could potentially sound like a spooky thing.
Sure.
You know, and yet he's not spooky. He is... He's God and knows everything, past, present, and future, and longs to guide every one of his children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what a gift we have in the person of the Holy Ghost.
For sure. And just that right there is almost enough to say, okay, well, thanks for joining us. Like, that's all you need to know, because he knows everything. But a lot of allowing the Holy Spirit to fill his role is recognizing the importance of that in your life. I mean, if you're a Christian, you're going, Holy Spirit, I don't need you. I got this. You are walking away from the biggest wealth of knowledge in the universe.
Right.
And quite frankly, I don't have the experience to make all those decisions myself.
Right.
I don't know what's coming up in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that doesn't mean winning the lottery or anything like that. It means, where's my life going?
Mm-hmm.
What am I here for? What's my purpose? What's the end game?
You're right.
And we can't know that. And
right.
that's why we have the Holy Spirit to be that advice, as long as we recognize his role in that.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. It is about knowing who he is and availing ourselves of all that he is and who he wants to be to us.
Absolutely.
Like the Bible says to us in the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 27 that the Holy Spirit is our teacher. So imagine the days in school. There were some teachers you were sorry that you had for class. Yep. And then there were others, right, that you were just really glad that I got this teacher. She's a good one, or he's a good teacher, right?
Yes.
Made all the difference in the world. Well, you know, I'm glad to say that knowing that I'm going to the class with the Holy Spirit as my teacher, it's like, okay, I can't wait to get there. Because I know he's on my side.
Right.
He's not looking to bust my chops. And he literally knows everything about everything that I could ever want to ask him.
Right.
It's like you're saying, but the question is, do I ask him? And you're telling me, like, hey, he's there for me to ask about anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think of... You know, before the show started, we were talking about Jesus, mm-hmm. and the fact that throughout his entire life and his ministry, he didn't have to really worry about where he was going, what he was doing. He was sent there with a purpose.
Come on now.
And every step of the way, it was, Father, what do you want me to do? Mm-hmm. Guide me. And because the Holy Spirit is God himself, it was all right there. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus didn't have to worry. And the next step was always before him. And he'd live by faith. And he did what he was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I think his life turned out pretty well.
I guess so.
He saved the world.
Yeah, that's pretty high on the list of achievements, I'd say.
I think so.
Go ahead and try and top that. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Jeff, you know, you mentioned something. We were talking earlier about the wrestle of our wills.
Yes.
And here it is that Jesus himself... wow, what an example. And thank you, Lord, for showing us this, right? He never wrestled one day in his life to wonder whether or not it was going to be his will instead of the Father's will.
Right.
And so, wow, I think that's a good undercurrent, maybe to bring right to the surface, is that one of the ways we can avail ourselves, right, of all this wisdom and the teaching of the Holy Spirit who longs to be our guide is just to settle once and for all, who's the boss of me? Mm-hmm. And, right, that is what Christ asked us to do. He very clearly says, if anyone wants to follow me, like, hey, everybody's invited. You can all come, but I need to let you know the parameters. You first got to die to yourself. And then once you've done that, hey, come and follow me, and life will be fantastic. And that's exactly how Christ himself walked on the earth when he was in relationship to his Father, right?
That's right, yeah.
Never once did he arm wrestle with God saying, well, I wonder, you know?
That's right. That's right. But I mean, when you look at the Bible on a whole, you look at all of the prophetic words and everything that transpired, everything that the Israelites went through, all of it was building up to the arrival and crucifixion of Christ.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
From the moment that Adam and Eve sinned, that entire journey was bringing the world to that point. Mm. And God orchestrated all that. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit is aware of all of that. And knowing what the end game is, as far as we know where Revelation says things are going.
Yeah. Yeah.
So between Christ's death and Revelation, there's a huge span of question marks.
Right.
What happens? What does that mean? What,
yeah.
Where are we going? How, like, when do we know we're there? And the Holy Spirit knows all this. And so when you look at that and you figure, or not figure, you know from reading the Bible, it was all planned out in the Old Testament and how those stories progressed. We are in that New Testament time. We are in the New Covenant time of, you know, post-Christ's death, mm-hmm. leading up to Revelation, the Holy Spirit knows it all. So it is still very much a relevant thing for us to go, God, where are you taking us? We know where we're going to go, but how do we get there?
Yeah.
You know, what do you want in our life? You know, we're not talking like, hey, what am I eating for cereal tomorrow, God? But it's more, God, where are you taking my job? Where are you taking my family? What do you want for us in ministry?
Yeah.
He knows all of that. And all of it is part of a master plan where when you do your role and somebody else does their role, the two come together and then that impacts with another role and has this massive impact for the kingdom.
Oh,
and he knows it all.
Incredible. Okay, this is stirring me up here. So, Jeff, I mean, come on, you listen to podcasts, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
You avail yourself. Recently, I've landed on Dr. David Jeremiah.
Okay.
Just a man of God. I mean, many of you know who he is. Listened just to two of his podcasts recently. Happens to be on the subject of the sovereignty of God.
All right.
And in a nutshell, he's just, I left feeling so encouraged. He basically says, you know, there's no such thing as luck. The bottom line is God's got a plan. And guess what? That's the plan that's working.
Right.
That's the plan that's going to happen. It's like, I love this. It's like, okay, deep breath. I mean, just, okay, settle in. And it's like, exactly. What's that? Settle in. No more arm wrestling from me about whose will is it going to be, my will or sovereign God's will. Are you kidding me? Not at all. It's about doing what Henry Blackaby says. I've also referred to this guy. Knowing God, knowing the will of God. What is it? Knowing God, knowing and doing the will of God. What an amazing study by this man, Dr. Henry Blackaby. And he basically says this simple thing about the will of God and God being our guide. He says, find out what God is doing and then join him.
That makes sense.
Kind of makes sense. And so that is, I think, a key factor. It has been for me in determining what's God's will for my life. Lord, what do you want me to do? Will you guide me in this decision and where I want to go and how I want to do that? And all of that, he helped me understand, well, here's a good thing I'll do to guide you, Lawrence. How about you learn to submit your will, if this is God's will, how about you submit yours to the will of God? And then you're going to find that even as you submit yourself to him, everything he does will be to guide you because you're satisfying the very sovereign plan that he has from the beginning.
Right.
Oh my goodness, man. That's the Bible in a nutshell right there.
And it's good news. It's good stuff. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we're going to come back. We're going to continue this conversation. And I want to bring up two different points. One, driving on the highway following a transport truck. And GPS.
Okay.
You're probably going, how does this fit in?
I don't know. Don't go away, friends. It's going to be a good second half. Thanks.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Hey friends, we're back. We are here talking about the Holy Spirit as our guide. And Jeff, you left me hanging, man. You said there was at least two things, and I know you could talk about more, but I know
I could,
you.
I could.
But there was two things you wanted to talk about, and I think one of them was something to do with traveling on the highway behind a transport.
Yes.
And something else it had to do with a GPS.
Yes, the GPS.
Oh, the GPS.
Yes,
that's right.
Okay.
Talk to me, man.
So when I think about the Holy Spirit as being our guide, I mean, the easy one is like a GPS. You're going somewhere, you pop in your GPS, you pull it up on your phone, maybe you've got the old school units that you stick to your window, or maybe you got a new car that I can't afford where it's
built. Okay, just a second. I just bought one of those like last year. And that's so old school. Oh, man. Okay. Sorry. Just let me recover for a second. For all of you who have an old school, it'll be okay. All right? Okay. Okay. So back to you, Mr. New School.
All right. So when you use the GPS, quite often in my job, I'm traveling all across the province of Ontario, and I don't know where I'm going. Somebody's like, oh, I'm going to meet you here. It's like, Great, wonderful. That's like 8 hours away. I have no clue. So I plunk it into my GPS. It tells me exactly how to get there.
Right.
And I've been using an app on my phone lately called Waze.
Which you introduced to me.
I did, yes.
It's my new favorite.
That's right.
GPS.
This isn't a plug for Waze, but this.
But it is good.
It is. But it's how it works. And so it's not just how to get from point A to point B. It also alerts me to pitfalls,
right,
whether it be fog on the road or roadkill, stuff like that.
Or police.
Police as well. Yes, that's right. So when I think of the Holy Spirit, I think, oh my goodness, that Waze is a prime example because it's not just, hey, this is where I'm taking you. It's, hey, here's things you need to be aware of. Here's what you need to watch out for. You know, that thing that you're considering doing.
Yeah.
It might trip you up. It might be a problem. I'm gonna be that little nudge right here that goes, you don't want to do that.
Wow.
You know, and that's kind of that conscience that everybody talks about. That's the Holy Spirit.
You know what, Jack? Oh, man. You know what I found? I think most people, deep down, they know if maybe they're hearing or feeling that nudge or hearing. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's been the case for me, honestly. It's been, people say, how do you know? And I get it. It's a tough question at times. And there's times where I don't know. But deep down inside, there's usually this knowing,
mm-hmm,
that nudge. And I'm thinking, hang on a second. And really what I'm doing is wrestling for my will as opposed to submitting to his.
Yes.
But you say he'll nudge us or he'll whisper to us.
Yeah, and sometimes it's a very loud scream, like, don't do that.
Right.
You know, and you just, you know.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing I've found is that over time, if you continually ignore that, sometimes the voice just gets quieter and quieter, and then God allows us to turn over to our own devices.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of have to live with the consequences.
Yeah.
You know, so that as far as the GPS goes, every time I turn on my GPS and I see that, I think, or rather when I think about the Holy Spirit, I think about turning on my GPS and how that impacts my drive. And a lot of times, I also get rerouted based on traffic.
Mm.
And the Holy Spirit, knowing what's going on with other people's lives, sometimes our life is going to converge with somebody else for part of God's master plan. And when that person is not obedient, God has to reshape that plan.
Oh, wow.
And there's times you get rerouted. You might be on a path and the Holy Spirit goes, hold on, we're going to close that door. We're heading over here because I've got something else now. And maybe that's because it's something better. Maybe it's because somebody else was disobedient, and through your obedience, he's going to use you in other ways.
Yeah.
And, you know, that concept is always tough for me to wrap my head around, that I'm taking a path that might deviate to another direction, but it's all part of the master plan. And a lot of that has to do with our free will.
Yeah.
Because we can choose not to listen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and the master sovereign God, he knows how to weave it all together. Right?
Absolutely, he does.
Jeff, it reminds me of a story. I know you're going to talk to us about a transport.
Yes.
But it reminds me, you got time for a story?
I got time for a story. Do you have time for a story?
So I'm. It's back in the day. It's all good. My wife and I have talked about it as a joke, but I had a girlfriend right back in the day.
Before your wife?
Before my wife.
Okay.
Yeah, well, why did I even mention that? I didn't need to, but I did.
You're like, my wife and I have talked about it. I'm going, hold on.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, we should clarify that.
Whoop, whoop,
whoop. Let's see. Can we rewind? So anyway, I'm with this girlfriend, and we're heading out to actually visit a relative of hers who, it was actually a prison ministry visit.
Oh, okay.
This guy, you know, fell into some tough times, found himself behind bars, and we thought we were going to go be some nice people and visit him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we did all that. And so we're in the area, and then we head into a mall, and we're just walking around, just kind of stretching our legs a bit. And I mean, I get lost in malls to begin with, right? So it's like not my first place to go necessarily. But anyway, we're walking around and you know, we're just kind of like, I'm kind of thinking about having just done a visit in a prison. It was a bit of a new thing. And wow, just what's going on. So I'm thinking through a lot of things. Anyway, there's not even a big mall in comparison to what I was used to. And we'd walked, and then we circled twice, and then we kind of circled a third time. And by now I'm saying, hey, you ready to go? Like, have we stretched our leg? Yeah, okay, let's go. And she says to me, she goes, where'd you park the car? I said, well, it's over at these doors. And so we walked to these doors, and we opened up the doors, and sure enough, I'm like, what is wrong with you, Lawrence? This isn't where you parked. And then I looked at her, and see, you know, like I'm feeling embarrassed, right?
Right.
And then it's like, I am so embarrassed. No, it's not here. And then it's over the next one. We go to the next door. And guess what? Same
wrong
thing.
Wrong door.
Oh, no.
Wrong door. And I'm like, Lawrence, what is going on? So when we walk, we do a third time. Now I'm circling in this small little mall.
Oh, no.
And I've totally heard this. I've lost my bearings.
Right.
Okay, so this is out there a bit, friends, but I'll tell you what, it is my testimony and I believe it's true. Here's the deal. We're walking around. We circle around at least two times, maybe three times. I can't remember because at this time I'm so embarrassed and I'm not seeing anything. About the third time we're walking down, and don't we then, the two of us, walk in and we run into one of my girlfriend's, her cousin.
Okay.
Who was a different guy who had was in so much trouble and they hadn't seen each other. She falls into his arms sort of thing. He falls into her. They embrace. They cry. They're saying, I can't believe I saw you here. What are the chances? And now, Jeff, I know that's out there, but if there's anything called divine delay, I actually think that the Lord caused me to... just to not be able to find my car.
Sure.
In order that we would meet with this person. Then we, soon as we said, see you later, we walked right to my car. You know, and this gal is weeping, saying, I can't believe, you know, right. What are the chances? And we both look at each other knowing this wasn't chance at all.
Right.
It was God, the guide, supernaturally, as you're saying, weaving the lives of people who were willing to be used by him to intersect, to bring love, to bring grace, to bring a message of comfort. Incredible.
You know, that's exactly how he works.
He's our guide. And how cool is that?
Oh, for sure. I think you've used the phrase, you know, when you and I have chatted in the past, chance encounters.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Divine encounters.
Yes.
Is what it was.
Yeah.
And that's exactly it. I mean, as we fall in line with the Holy Spirit and let him be our guide, those kind of things become more and more prominent. And so this is a good lead into my transport truck. So if you've ever been driving down the highway, and I travel on the highway all the time for work,
yeah.
There's nothing I hate more than being behind a transport doing, you know, speed limit or slightly above and having to pull out behind them.
Right.
Because of that wind tunnel that they create.
Oh, yeah.
And it's no different than, I learned this in Days of Thunder with Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
About that that wind tunnel where they ride the bumper.
Right.
So it's the same deal with transport trucks.
Right.
And so if you view the Holy Spirit as kind of the transport truck for your life, when you are falling in line with him, his leading, you can coast through life.
Wow.
You're not burning as much gas.
Yeah.
It's easier to stay in the lane because you'll even notice if you're going fast enough, when a transport starts to change lanes, because of that wind tunnel behind, it will pull your car.
Yeah.
And so if you are submitting to a life led by the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit takes those turns, you'll go with them.
It'll actually pull us along.
That's right. And it won't be hard to live the life that way. But when you decide, you know what, I want to go at my own pace, and you pull out from the Holy Spirit, you have that instant hit of the wind that causes you to burn more gas, causes you to potentially lose slight control. And if life is not going well and you're dealing with storms, you can wipe right out.
Well, Jeff, I'm a motorcycle rider, as you
even
know.
Even more so, yeah.
And so been there, done that. And that whole just coming out of the draft position, if you will, it would be enough to, you'd feel the bike. And I remember when I first started riding, you know, this was like three decades ago. It's like, oh my goodness, there were times where I feared that I was going to lose it.
Right.
And totally get what you're saying. And I used to time when I drive for 2 or 3 hours, I would find myself tucking in behind a truck on purpose.
Yes.
And I would get in that sweet spot, man. It's almost like you could be drinking your lemonade if you had one, you know, and you wouldn't even worry about it until I realized it's like, what if he goes over something that's big enough for his axles? And then I'm like, I'm in bad shape here.
That's right.
So, that's some other factors there, but nonetheless, I agree.
Yeah.
What an easy ride it was for me when I just followed in what would you call in the wake or in the draft of the
I call it the wind tunnel, the drift, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. So, but that, I mean, that is a really tangible example of being led by the Holy Spirit and how he fills his role as your guide. And we're out of time.
We're like, out of time.
I could keep going, but that's it. We're done. So we got to wrap it up. If you are sitting there listening, going, oh, this is really speaking to me. I believe I need to be led more by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Drop to your knees.
Yeah.
Take a moment and say, God, would you lead me? Would you be my guide? Help me to put myself aside and fall in line with you and where you're taking me on your life. And you will not regret it.
And he will. Yeah. He will. For his glory, on the authority of his word, in our life experience, God will do exactly that for you. God bless you. Thanks for watching New Every Day.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV Channel 33, television for the high desert.